The source for the mitzvah d'oraisa of giving tzedakah is located towards the end of Parshas Re'eh. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos, the Sefer HaChinuch, and others identify the pasuk in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Ches, where we read, Ki pasoach tiftach es yodcha lo, you should surely open your hand to a poor person, v'ha'avei ta'avitenu de'machsero asher yechsar lo. You have to open up your hand, you'll grant him enough for what he is lacking. And that opening of the pasuk, ki pasoch tiftach, you shall surely open es yadcha, according to these Rishonim, including the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, is the source of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. Interestingly, other Rishonim identify a pasuk that just comes two psukim later as actually being the source in pasuk yud, where we say, nason titein lo, you shall surely give him. I'm not sure if there's any practical difference between which pasuk serves as the source, but everyone agrees that from here, this section in Parshas Re'eh is the source of the mitzvah d'oraisa of giving tzedakah. What's fascinating is that in the Sefer HaChinuch's formulation of this mitzvah and his commentary to our Parsha, the Sefer HaChinuch says that the mitzvah is lasos tzedakah, imat sarach eleha, you have to give tzedakah, give charity to someone who needs it, besimcha ubetuv levav, with a very happy and pleasant disposition. And it certainly sounds like, from the Sefer HaChinuch, that it's not just giving, but your attitude towards the poor person is actually part of the mitzvah itself. Not just a bonus, not just a hidur, but actually part of the mitzvah. Now, this is perhaps sharpened when we contrast this with the Rambam, who both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in his Mishneh Torah and Hichos Matnas Aniyim does not do that. The Rambam just says, mitzvahs asei, litein tzedakah l'aniyei Yisrael. You should give tzedakah to a poor person as much as you can afford. Now, it's true that the Rambam does eventually, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, a few halachos later, after he's originally defined the mitzvah, eventually the Rambam does get around to saying that it's very important to give tzedakah with a positive attitude. But the fact that the Rambam separates those sounds like, for the Rambam, that's a bonus, a cherry on top, a hidur. It's an important thing, but it doesn't define the mitzvah. It's not part of the essential definition. However, it's just striking that, at least in contrast, it seems clear that according to the Chinuch, having that positive attitude and that pleasant disposition is not just a bonus, but in fact may be a critical and essential part of the mitzvah itself. Even though giving tzedakah is unquestionably a mitzvah from the Torah, as we're all familiar, it is not one of the mitzvahs that we make a bracha on, which begs the question, how come, despite it being a mitzvah from the Torah, why shouldn't we make a bracha on it? In other words, we should say, Asher Kashem Tzav Vitzivanu, to give tzedakah before we actually give the charity. How come it doesn't have a bracha like so many other mitzvos? So there are two common answers and explanations suggested by the Rishonim. The most well-known one is suggested by the Rashba. And he says the reason is because we know that brachos are usually stated before a mitzvah is performed. And in this case, you can't make the bracha before you give the poor person the money, because you never know, he might surprise you and decide not to accept the money. You can never be sure, you can never be 100% positive that the ani will accept the money. Therefore, since it's possible that you would offer the money and then he wouldn't accept it, as a result, says the Rashba, mitzvahs like this, where it's toli badas achirim, you're dependent on someone else, and it could be that you'll make the bracha, and then there won't be a mitzvah, so then he says we don't make a bracha. Interestingly, the Sefer Avudraham quotes a second explanation, which is that this is the kind of mitzvah which is predicated on someone else's suffering. The only reason we have a mitzvah to give tzedakah is because there are poor people, people that don't have enough, people who are suffering. And therefore, if we were to make a bracha, it would almost seem as if we were celebrating their suffering because it created an opportunity for our mitzvah. Of course, that's not the case, but we are so sensitive even to that appearance, says the Avudraham, that that might be an alternate explanation for why we do not make a bracha. All of this has been about the positive mitzvah to give tzedakah. However, according to all the Rishonim, there's also a concomitant lo tasei, there's an accompanying prohibition to not refuse to give tzedakah when presented with the opportunity. According to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, that is from the pasuk in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Zayin, which is opening the section, Kiyeh b'cha evyon, me'achar achecha, b'achar sharecha, b'artzecha, excuse me, if you have a poor person who's in one of your cities, in your land, that Hashem gives you, lo ta'ameitz es levavcha, you should not harden your heart, lo tikbot es yadcha, you shouldn't close your hand, me'achicha evyon. right? Don't harden your heart. Don't close your hand. You should give the poor person. And according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, that is the basis of the lo taseh, the Aveira. Interestingly, that Ramban actually suggests, and others follow the Ramban's lead, that there are two separate lo tases. Not only the one that we just read, but according to the Ramban, there's an additional one that comes towards the end of the section when we say, Nason titono, you should certainly give him. V'lo yaira levavcha besitchalo. You shouldn't be upset, you shouldn't be resentful, you shouldn't be angry when you give him the tzedakah. So according to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, there's one lo taseh, but according to the Ramban, it emerges that there are actually two lo taseh. A final point, which is very, very fascinating, and we can just touch on it, but we won't have time, of course, to do it justice, is that a very fascinating machlokas achronim about the nature of this lo taseh and the relationship between the positive command to give tzedakah and the negative prohibition to not renege on or not avoid giving tzedakah. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman suggests that, in fact, despite the fact that the Rishonim count this as an Aveira, as a sin to withhold tzedakah, it's not really an Aveira, at least not an Aveira in its own right. That the Torah, suggests Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, only created this additional lav in order to strengthen and reinforce the asay, to underscore how important the asay of giving tzedakah is, to emphasize the need to give it, says Rav Chanan, therefore there is a lo taseh. But it's not really an independent lo taseh, it's just kind of a shadow support for the asay. Other achronim disagree, and they suggest that there are two parallel halachos, one the mitzvah, one the aveira, and time does not permit an analysis of either of these two positions or the respective proofs, but just to be aware of this fascinating debate and this intriguing position of Rav Chanan Wasserman and others, that despite there being a lo taseh, it's not an independent one, rather is just there to enforce and strengthen the aseh.